Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, so the question is, what is the funniest thing your kid said about your ex? So is either your ex-wife or your ex-husband, and your kid said it to you, and maybe it wasn't an amicable breakup, right? And so you're trying to be a good co-parent, but your kid says this, and essentially it's an insult about your ex, and you're not sure how to react. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Because this happened to my friend, and she texted us in the group chat, and she's like, oh my God, listen to what blank said about her dad. And when she typed it out and she sent it, and it's just like one of those out of the mouths of babes, just a child. Where she got it, I don't know. And I can say with certainty, it did not come from her mom, because she is trying to be like, she's trying to be a good co-parent, right? Her 7-year-old daughter called her dad a gold digger.
Oh.
Is the mom got money? No, because they're exes, right? So she's picking them up and she's driving them around, and she goes, yeah, by the way, mom, dad's a gold digger. And so that's what she's saying about her ex-husband. And I guess because, you know, the new woman he's with, who he's kind of like living off of or whatever. But dude, she was cackling, and she they're in the car and she says this, and of course you want to laugh, but then you also don't want to reinforce her saying negative things, right, about her dad. Mm-hmm. Just the most uncomfortable position, but so funny because it's true.
Right.
It's true. All right. Is it Tanya or Tanya?
Tanya.
Tanya, welcome to the Bert Show. What did your kid say about your ex?
My 8-year-old absolutely loved the outfit that she was wearing. And she said, oh, I'm going to wear this to my daddy's funeral.
Hey, yo.
Whoa. Okay.
Hey,
that one's 0-60.
I'm assuming he was still very much alive.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay. And how does one respond to that?
Oh, that's a great choice. I love your outfit.
Okay.
Got a great sense of style.
All right, so I also went online to see if there were any, and sure enough, from Huffington Post, a divorce attorney said these were some of the things the kids had said in reference to one of their parents. One kid said, is dad going to be more like an uncle now?
Oh.
Gosh.
Yikes.
Do we have to choose which parent we like better? Which is kind of sad. That kind of hurts my heart a little bit. And then the other one said, from my 6-year-old with a disgusted look on her face, are you now exes? I guess just trying to grasp the concept. All right, Kim, what did your kid say about your ex?
My daughter, my ex-husband and I, we are divorced, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
She came home one day and said, Mom, is dad dating through the alphabet?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, man, cleaning up every letter.
His name was Ashley.
Uh-huh.
His second girlfriend's name was Brittany.
Uh-huh.
And now he has moved on to the letter C.
No.
Oh, she actually had a point.
She did. D's next. And hey, kudos to her. She knows her ABCs.
ABCs. Is the easiest. 1, 2, 3. Your dad is sleazy. ABC. 1, 2, 3. You and me.
Hey. Thank you so much for calling, Kim.
Absolutely.
I'm very proud of our, who knew that my friend was not in a boat all alone. Rachel, thank you for joining the conversation. What did your kids say about your ex?
So we were in her like fifth grade classroom, you know, project. Everybody was there and someone asked where her dad was. And she said, well, he went to go get some milk.
like lady milk?
No, like that's the thing. Like
he's not coming back.
He's not coming back.
He had to go get some milk.
Come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
pack of cigarettes or some milk. They're not coming back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pack.
So everybody started. She was cracking up. Like it was a joke to her. It was hilarious.
Makes me kind of sad. Yes. Well, I mean, it seems like laughter helps you overcome tough times.
Absolutely.
So I feel like coming from a kid, that might be a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what? That they're accepting this. All right, Kristen, spelled the same way as me, and I love it.
Hi.
All right. So, what did your kid say about your ex?
My daughter came home from her dad's house, and we were talking, and she's like, hey, Mommy, Daddy said a lie in church this weekend. And I was like, oh, really? What'd he say? And she said, well, he said he was a good person.
Oh!
Dying, but I just changed the subject. I was like, I couldn't control my laugh. I just kind of walked away and changed the subject.
That's pretty funny.
You handled it well, and that one's pretty impressive. And they keep on coming in. Tracy, welcome to the Burt Show. What did your kid say about your ex?
So we were living out in the country on like 6 acres, and a dog came to the property, and I said, don't feed it, because if you feed it, it won't leave. And she goes, will that work with Dad if we stop feeding him? Will we go?
I knew where she was going with that one.
That's where he left.
Oh, no. See, kids, they have a way of making you look at a situation in a completely different light.
They say the darndest things.
Yes, there's a whole series and a whole TV show about it.
The Burt Show.